This is tape recording number 500901-2. The title of this lecture is Emergency Measures. It is 4 minutes long.
It is in fact the last 4 minutes of Gook vs. Drugs, Effects in Auditing, as found in R&D Volume 3, page 328.
This recording has been re-recorded by the Flag Audio Unit of the Flagship Apollo of the Sea Organization.
And restored from a reel in the free zone.
In this lecture, Ron talks about emergency measures taken by a student unfamiliar with the case. And now, here is L. Ron Hubbard.
Here is emergency measures to be taken by a student unfamiliar with the case. In other words, here is the scene. You walk into the room, here's the guy lying in a round ball on the floor. Or here's a fellow who is halfway over the railing and about to dash his brains out on concrete. You, as an auditor, have a responsibility, whether that's your case or not, to stop this. One should not, merely because he has not been assigned the case, permit the person to remain for 2 or 3 days in a small ball in the middle of the floor. And it is frowned upon to have pre-clears diving over balconies and dashing out their brains. So your responsibility is the responsibility of observation. You observe something like this, it is your responsibility instantly to do something about it. You understand me? Because you take some cases and they go into freewheeling, they will aho or something of the sort. They will start repeating phrases on themselves or something, and the next thing you know, they will go into the engram really whole hog. And sometimes they don't even have to auto. They'll just hit a somatic that is a real roughie. You know? Ow. So don't be dismayed if you see somebody suddenly do this. I saw one auditor was auditing somebody else, and one hit him, curled him up in a ball, and he fell over sideways on the chair, and he went on auditing the pre-clear. This is what's known as a clown. So, however, some people may hit one of these things, and if something happens, or if anything happens to a case, and there's no auditor around, and you walk in on the case, what you want to do is to give him just the straight routine of you want to know whether it's a hold, bounce, denier, callback, or what. You just ask him, you get his attention, you get what it is, give him a repeater on the thing, and get him rolling again, and it'll work out all right. In other words, an emergency measure on the case, come up to present time, or excitement of that character is very bad. You shouldn't do that. Just working, so you ask somebody, are you moving? And he says, no. And you say, all right, give me yes or no on the following. Holder, bouncer, callback, whatever it is, and misdirector, and he then gives you a yes on one of these, certainly, and you say, all right, when I count from 1 to 5, praise. Bouncer will flash into your mind, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and he say, get away. So you say, all right, roll it. He says, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away, get away. And he's got the somatic then, and you say, okay, how do you feel? If you find somebody doing auto, you know that you are running up against an enormously powerful control circuitry. Very, very powerful. And it's a something that should be flipped right there. I wanted to give you this data on the subject because you're all working in this field. Now, you should know this stuff. You run into these situations, why, you'll get away just as fine as silk if you do these things, which I have said to you.